full of cinematic garbage. One man will be your filter. Welcome to Movies Worth Seeing with your host, Michael Piccinieri.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the next logical step in my journey as a podcaster. Today's episode is all about She-Hulk Attorney at Law. Oh my god. So I watched this already once, and I'm watching it again purely for the sake of this episode, but I'm going to go through why you should definitely not watch She-Hulk Attorney at Law. Take all the woke politics out of it. Even just forgetting about the obvious sexism, the man-hating, you know, the whole ridiculous nature of this story. It's a very badly told story. It does nothing right. The comedy is shit and cringy. The characters are very unlikable. Characters, existing characters that are brought back for this show, like the Hulk, that have been developed, and we've already seen them kind of drop off in the last couple of films that they've appeared in, are just buried. Even characters that their arc is finished, like Captain America, had to be shit on in this show. And it achieves nothing with what, like, I don't know anyone that would watch this first episode and be like, yeah, I totally want to watch the next bloody episode. When you have a main character like this, who is essentially being cursed with this power, I think of, not because of the green or anything, but I think of The Mask, right? The Mask, Stanley Ipkiss, he's a down on his luck guy. He's horrible with women. He lets people walk all over him. He's the quintessential nice guy, right? But then Ipkiss gets the mask. The mask turns him into this powerful entity, brings out his alter ego, brings out everything he fantasizes he could be, but through the mask, through the power of the mask. So the character is wrestling with this idea of, do I use the mask to get everything I want in life, to get the love of this woman, or can I actually do it on my own as myself? I don't really know why that can't be the character arc for Jennifer Walters in this show. She's got the Hulk that she can use to pretty much make any problem go away, but she loses sight of something by doing that. She loses sight of herself as a person, her human form. She loses, I guess it's very similar to Teen Wolf as well, you know? This person gets this power, they abuse the power, and then realize that they can achieve greatness without the power. That would be, like, so simple and so easy to put into the context of this story. But based on the first episode, I honestly don't see them going that route, because they just fucking destroy that whole character arc in one episode. Imagine if you watch The Karate Kid. You know what watching this show is like? Imagine watching The Karate Kid and Mr. Miyagi is just getting totally shit on the whole movie. He's obviously the mentor to Daniel. But imagine if Daniel just fucking shits on this guy from day one. Even after Mr. Miyagi proves that he's an absolute badass. Imagine if Daniel was still just like, nah, I'm better than you, and just kukaka, and just knocks out a bunch of dudes, no problem. And you think to yourself, huh, I thought this kid couldn't handle conflict of any kind, but, well, he's better than Mr. Miyagi all of a sudden without any training of any kind. Why are we watching this movie then? If this main character has no struggle and no flaws because she's perfect, guys. Of course she's perfect because she's a woman, which is so ridiculous. Just the, obviously, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. But for some reason, this show needs you to understand that if you were a man, you were shit. And if you're a woman, you are God's creature. All the male characters in this show are presented as either dumbass dog shit, pussified with no balls, or one-dimensional 80s jock from every stereotype 80s movie where they're like, but you're a woman. You can't do that. Let me take over. Like every quintessential 80s villain, like what's his face from Biff from Back to the Future. So you got all the male characters are either absolute bitches, absolute beta males, but still getting shit on, or they're absolute one-dimensional, one-note 80s villains. That's what you got to work with here. I'm surprised they even had a female villain at one point in the episode. I'm surprised they didn't just have a male chauvinist. I'm surprised they didn't have Andrew Tate just come out and be the villain of this episode. And she could just be like, "Pah!" and just knock him out straight away. Yeah, I just have no understanding of like what's supposed to hook me in with this show. But let's see if anything comes to mind as I'm watching it. Even from the first, not even a minute in, and our first male character is, man, they were dying to use the word. I'm so surprised they didn't use the term mansplaining, because they obviously wanted, they pretty much said it without saying mansplaining. But I mean, this show is so on the nose and so cringy with its dialogue, you might as well have just said mansplaining at this point. I don't know. But anyway. So straight away, first minute, we're introduced to Jennifer. She's giving some kind of monologue for her defense going into this court case. And Dennis is undermining her and talking over her. Oh my God, even this, the actor playing Dennis even plays it so, I feel like this would sound so much better if the defense came from me. Because I'm a guy. I don't know if you've noticed this, but I'm a guy, so obviously I'm better equipped to do this. Oh my God. Anyway. So, the other problem, big problem with this show from the get-go, Jennifer can handle being the Hulk, no problem. I don't know what the go is in the comics, but if that's the case in the comics, then there's a big, maybe they compensated and changed it, but still obviously had some kind of struggle for Jennifer, because I heard that everyone loved the She-Hulk comics. So they must have done something. Point is, Jennifer Walters here, as when she becomes the Hulk, she just becomes exactly how you see her, like in the show. She's talking and stuff. She's like Professor Hulk, but without any of that development or growth over time, none of the evolution. So why are we going to like her? Like even Bruce in the show is getting pissed off and admits at the start, he's like, wow, I'm kind of jealous. And he's like, wow, we don't have to do a whole bunch of this training because you've already nailed this and that. And I was like, well, that's not interesting to me. That's not interesting writing. Why not have the first episode be about this girl trying to, like, she hulks out and she's already, like, she's hulking out, but she can't talk or do the things that Banner can do. Why not put that as the first episode? And by the end of the episode, maybe Bruce works out how to do that, how to get her to be able to talk and act the way we see her acting in this episode. And then we can get into that other stuff, all the training in episode two. I just feel like that would have been way more interesting, because at least you would have hooked me in. I would have been like, oh, okay, how's Bruce going to get her to this other form of the Hulk? Yeah, I know she's the main character, but you could present it as like a werewolf kind of movie for the first episode, just to intrigue people, you know, because a lot of people are looking at this and saying to themselves, why do I care about some smug person who's given the gift of being a superhero, essentially? with all the control, all the power, she can handle it no problem. She can turn it off and on when she wants, as they've already kind of said in the first 5 minutes. Huh, if things don't work out, just Hulk out. So why do I care? She has no struggle at all. In this whole first episode, everything is handled so freaking easily. Even when there could be a potential struggle, the show can't handle putting a female character in any kind of conflict because, God forbid, she look like she is trying to overcome some kind of struggle. We don't want that because women are perfect in this universe now with the woke verse that we're in. God forbid that happened. So let's continue watching. The other thing that's funny to me, the one thing I do know about the comics is that Bruce saves Jennifer Walters' life in the comics by giving her a blood transfusion. So it was kind of like that was the only way to save her, but it also ends up cursing her with the Hulk DNA. Why do we change that to now instead Jennifer has to break open the doors, pull Bruce out, because Bruce has never been in any kind of situation like a car accident before. No, it's not like he's been in all these wars and battles and stuff like that. No, he's been in a car accident and he's gone. Bruce Banner can't handle that. He's knocked out. Jennifer has to save him. And the blood accidentally goes into Jennifer. And so it takes away a lot of interest because now it's just like, oh, the blood accidentally got into her. You could have had this whole interesting dynamic where Bruce feels so guilty that he decided to save Jennifer's life by giving her the blood transfusion, but Jennifer is like, oh, you saved me, but now I'm cursed. Maybe it would have been better off to die, you know? That could have been fun and interesting to explore for a first episode. I think that's pretty full on. But no, we don't get that. That would have been too interesting. Instead, we got to have Jennifer saves Bruce because Bruce is a man and men are awful. I don't know if you noticed, but they are. According to Disney. Also, I don't know. I saw some reviewers actually saying the CGI in this is good. What the fuck were you talking about? Were you watching the same show? Did you have like green sunglasses on the whole time and you couldn't tell how shitty this looks? Oh my God. I think this CGI looks like it belongs in a bloody 1992 Power Rangers show. I don't know what you're talking about. It's like, it might be better than the trailers, but it's still bad for Disney, the biggest studio in the world, the biggest, most financially bankable studio in the world. They own all of these different film studios. They've pretty much consumed everything, and they can't get one character to look, their main character of this show, to look somewhat decent. I don't know. I just think that's hilarious, to be honest. Yeah, and it's distracting as well. It's very hard to focus on scenes with Jennifer as the Hulk because it looks so bad. Oh, there's always men just hitting on women whenever they're alone. And like, come on, babe, what's going on? Where's your friends? So Jennifer, after she transforms for the first time, she gets all dressed up and stuff. This group of women help her get dressed, put makeup on her and stuff. So she's waiting at the bar at night and a group of guys come up to her. Of course, hitting on them and not getting the clear signals that she's not interested. Because that's what all men do. Dude, I've been like, when I was single, I went out and stuff, and I don't know where the hell America gets this this vision of the world of dating or that men are like this. To be honest, men these days are too scared to even go up to women or say hello to women, strange women, in a bar or club. Unless they get like a massive green light or they get like those signal things that they got on the runway at the airport. Like, unless a girl is legit flailing their arms in the air with one of those, guys don't come up and say like, hey, what's going on? What are you doing? Hey, there's no one with you. What the hell? I'm totally going to hit on you then. I don't know, man. It comes across really outdated. A very, very simplistic, outdated look. I can tell, God, it's just cringe, and it's only going to get worse. All right, let's keep going. So what, you too good to talk to us? Then, when Jennifer finally hulks out over these guys hitting on her, the camera just fades to black after, like, the most awkward kind of punch or whatever, and it just cuts to black. Boom. It's like, that would have been interesting to see. What does she do there? Were they worried that if she bashed a bunch of guys for just going up to her, that like she would look bad? With the dialogue that she says, I don't think that should have been a worry. I just think that could have just been handled so much better. I heard something as well that from the writers, that whole thing of the ladies helping Jennifer with the makeup and dressing her up and stuff was super important. And I don't know why. I don't know. Just came across as very cringy, but all right. Anyway, let's keep going. Oh, fuck me, Dad. Fuck this show. So Banner gets a hold of Jennifer. Bruce gets a hold of Jennifer and shows her his underground kind of base there at Mexico, where he's essentially going to train her and teach her how to be a Hulk. So he's explaining all this exposition of why she becomes a Hulk now. And he says to her, look, you know, I noticed that your blood type, it reacts really well to the gamma radiation. And we both share this genetic kind of thing where with our blood. And he says, your blood actually synthesized with the gamma radiation. I used it to heal my arm. It was great. It worked to heal my arm, which I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me, but whatever. Anyway, he says this. After explaining all this stuff to her, trying to help her out, she just goes, oh, is that because I'm better than you? What? Why would you say that? Imagine if I... oh, my God. He's just trying to explain to her, like, what happened. Trying to help her out. Help her understand what happened. He's trying to help you, and you say to him, so I'm better than you. So now I'm better than you, right? Like, what? Anyway, he plays it off and just says, like, no, it's not that you're better than me. It's just different. Which is what you guys should be trying to do with this whole show, is trying to say She-Hulk is different. She's not better than Bruce, because Bruce has been the Hulk for all this time. Like, obviously, he's got more experience with this entire ordeal. No, they need to hammer that message home. She-Hulk is better than Hulk. So there's a scene where Bruce is trying to explain the positives of being the Hulk to Jennifer. And he says that we can drink as much as we want, but we don't get drunk. Now, what the hell is the point of that? That's the whole reason people drink shitty tasting drinks, to get drunk so that they feel better about themselves. Anyway, all right, let's keep going. Ah, yes, of course. This was another great scene that a lot of people tore apart on Twitter. So Bruce explains to Jennifer that you need to regulate your emotions, and that's when you'll be able to get through this training and kind of get back to your life as a lawyer. And Jennifer smugly is just like, well, Bruce, I don't know if you noticed, but I'm a woman. I have to deal with getting catcalled and getting mansplained, so I regulate my emotions all the damn time, unlike you. And people did not like this for a few reasons. Number one, she's the main character, but she's coming across so smug and unlikable right now, number one. Number two, she's literally saying, comparing herself to Bruce Banner, the most tragic hero in comic book history, the one dude that, like, his power truly is his curse at the same time. Bruce has had to deal, just going off the movies alone, Bruce has dealt with an abusive father that beat the shit out of his mum in front of him as he was a child. He's gone through wars, massive wars through the Avengers. People have died. He lost Natasha. Natasha was someone he fell in love with, and he lost her. He's lost friends and family. Tony Stark died. One of his best friends that he was talking about earlier in this show, there was even a reference to Tony, and he still was like getting a bit emotional bringing him up. He could not control the Hulk. He hurt people he cared about. He would lose it as the Hulk and wouldn't be able to control himself. He would hurt people he cared about. He would do destructive things, ruin plenty of things. He was chased down as a fugitive, chased down by the military. You mean to tell me Jennifer is on the same level because she got catcalled, because she got told she's attractive by some men, and because she's had dudes explain stuff over her or talk over her? Why would I like this character? Now, this could have still worked, but this show totally drops the ball around this part when Jennifer and Bruce get into a massive fight, which sparks from this argument. And the worst part of it as well is, like, Bruce doesn't kind of get on her about this and say to her, like, look, man, if you think that's freaking tough, you should see, like, you know the shit I've been through. That was nothing compared to what you're going to go through as a Hulk. That's what he should be saying right now. But instead, he's got no balls at all. And what does he do? He just takes it. She also can transform back into Jen and the She-Hulk straight away with no struggle. And even Bruce is, like, perplexed by it. Is like, oh my God, this is new territory. What? That was, like, the one thing that we had as a flaw for this character with this whole Hulk transformation shit, was that she couldn't control when she becomes it. And she just nails it within not even one episode. So Jen decides she's got it all covered. She tries to leave. And when Bruce tries to stop her for her own benefit, she shits on him, pretty much tells him how he has no fucking life, how everything he's done meant nothing, how he lost all his family and friends by doing things this way, and that she doesn't want that. He should not want that for her. And it's wrong of him to do this, to be training her, and then tries to run him over and leave. And then on top of that, she checks on him after she runs him over as the Hulk and he flies into a fucking wall of rocks. She then goes and checks on him and then ends up punching him anyway. So I'm like, do you care about your cousin or you don't? I don't understand this. This doesn't make sense. So they're about to fight When these two start fighting near the end of the episode, you are 100% rooting for Bruce to fuck her up, to destroy her in this fight. I don't think that's a good thing, considering there's 10 minutes left of episode one. I do not like this main character at all. I can't believe I watched this shit again. Anyway, the final scene of the episode, it closes with a courtroom scene, because as you may have, like me, forgotten, this is meant to be a lawyer show, even though we know nothing about this court case that Jennifer is about to, you know, proceed and participate in. So now we have this courtroom scene. We know nothing about this court case where she's about to give this closing statement that was shown at the start of the show. And it doesn't matter anyway, because some dude says a bunch of shit and then some villain just comes crashing through. They have a fight. Jen fights her, destroys her easily, and then there's this, oh my God, moment when she gets to put on her shoes after she beats up the villain. And, like, the problem with the fight at the end is it means nothing because we haven't seen Jen struggle. Like, if we saw her struggle with anything in those training montages with Bruce, then it would have meant something to see her put on the shoes at the end and fight this enemy. We could have seen her maybe struggle to turn into She-Hulk when she needs it and have this build up of suspense of like, oh my God, she can't turn. Maybe she does need more training with Bruce, you know? But then eventually she turns after a while. Could have made some joke out of that. Maybe the friend could have said something shitty to her to turn her into She-Hulk. I mean, I'm just spitballing, but I think that would have been better than just her turning in, no problem, no struggle at all, beating the villain and then putting on her shoes. And it's like this happy yay yay moment. And we're all meant to enjoy that. And we're all meant to go off of that and be like, yeah, we're going to watch the rest of the show. Why? There was no hook at all with the end of that episode. So that's She-Hulk, guys. It's more woke Disney trash for you to enjoy. I really don't think anyone should watch this show. I don't understand what they're trying to accomplish with this show. I just feel like there's so many basic things that they're not doing right from a story point of view, as far as like having a likable character that has a clear character arc that they need to learn throughout a season of content. Like, I have no idea what the next episodes of this show would be tackling. I don't know what the themes are with this show. If it's going to be more of a lawyer show, we definitely did not get that from this first episode, because the first episode barely dealt with anything kind of lawyer-esque. All I know about Jennifer is that she's a whiny, whingy, smug millennial, essentially. That's all I know about her. She's entitled. She's given all the power of the Hulk and none of the responsibility of having to learn how to use it or how to evolve and understand the power of it. Bruce is completely dead. Like, Bruce Banner, the Hulk, is dead. They really need to do something with Bruce to, like, bring him back. And I don't see it happening through this show. The only way I see it happening is if Bruce ever gets a solo Hulk movie, which I highly doubt it will happen, because I think after the Ang Lee Hulk and the Incredible Hulk, that they've just given up on that character having a solo outing, which is a real shame, because I think that would be more exciting than seeing Thor 10 and Doctor Strange 3. But anyway, so that's me, guys. Stay the hell away from She-Hulk. It is definitely not a show worth seeing. Yeah. If you want a good legal drama, I've heard good things about shows like Boston Legal, Ally McBeal, which is a show that was being mentioned a lot as a reference point for this show. If you enjoy The Hulk, go watch the old 70s Hulk show with Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk. I watched a scene the other day from the old 70s show. The storytelling, the acting, Bill Bixby was amazing. Like, everything was so well done. Like, yeah, of course, you know, the Hulk isn't going to be as powerful and he's not some CGI shit show like now, but it's just really well done. The story had suspense. It was built up really well. You got to see Bruce be heroic. You got to understand why Bruce is this tortured soul, and I felt immense sympathy for him. Like, even when he's Bruce, he still displays the characteristics of a hero and does what's best. And you see after he turns, like, and after he turns into the Hulk, and then when he goes back to Bruce, you see him, how he's wrestling with the guilt of becoming the Hulk. And how much he really hates that. Oh, so good. So good. Anyway, that's me, guys.
Thank you for listening to Movies Worth Seeing. Make sure to like and share the show and leave a review. You can follow us on Instagram at Michael Pish Podcasting and watch movie reviews, audience reaction videos, and other fun content on our YouTube channel at Michael Pishinary.